the Lord protects us from owning the good. So often we don't see the good, although it's being done all the time. The Lord is ministering to others through us, because that's, we, you know, we are the vessels through which the Lord ministers to others, and others are the means by which he ministers to us. And that is happening all the time, but we are not given to see it, because if we did, we would appropriate it. So the Lord prevents us from meriting the good that is done. And then when he gives us to see we're doing good and the opposite presents itself, which is often what happens if we're conscious of doing good, we become self-conscious or conscious of the opprobrium. That's the Lord's mercy at work as well. You know, the Lord has to gently expose us to these motivations that are there. Not to condemn us, of course not, but to bring us into an awareness and a constant reminder that without him, without the word in our life, there's no hope. That's why we have to be constantly reminded. And it's that tension that creates the conditions whereby we can, as if of ourselves, choose the Lord over those lower motivations. So they're never done away with. They're just pushed more to the exterior. So rather than having the proprium at the center of our life, we begin to have the word at the center of our life, and that begins to govern. And it doesn't mean that that external activity doesn't continue to go on. It does, but you become more aware of it, and also your relationship to it, which it was mentioned, becomes one of a more objective view of it. You just see it for what it is. You know, the hells are always going to be there. They're not going anywhere, because evil and falsity has to be contained somewhere. And that's what that level of life is about. It's about the containment of those things that seek to rob us of the life that the Lord is wanting to give us. And so in logopraxis, we have that idea, you know, the freeing is in the seeing. So we can be free from those things. But, you know, for while we're here, at least while we're working, they will always be within the landscape that we have to deal with. And once we accept that that is part of the process, then that acceptance is an acceptance of what truths actually teach, what the Lord actually tells us the proprium is. That level of life only becomes a problem, or is a problem, when we fall out of that belief and want it, you know, want that delight. There's always a hook, you know, that's something we learn in this work, that these things arise. And if we are in a battle, it's because at some level of our life, we are taking delight in it. Whether we can recognize that or not is another question. But the means of coming to recognize it is through this process. And even that, you know, if we can see the process in the context of the Lord's end in view, which is a heaven from the human race, then the process becomes meaningful. We can engage with it, and we can rest in the fact that the Lord is in full control of what's unfolding. You know, so we read the psalm, and it's you know, it looks bleak, but it's the process, right? It's what must be if the end is to be achieved.